Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Mad Dog Englishman Joe Cocker bringing us back. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, so smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. I had a great visit with Catherine Computer, our top branding expert in the brain trust. She's been hanging out with us now for 16 years. We got her right out of high school. President of Self Brand, selfbrand.com is the website. Her books are all there.
Grade school.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm sorry. I forgot. Hey, Catherine.
Come
Catherine
on,
with a C, Computer with a K. Hey, Catherine, we're talking about YouTube, developing your own YouTube channel. I've been beating this drum for a long time now, for a couple of decades, even back when it was harder to put things up online.
Right.
And I know you like YouTube, and I use it too, but I also use Vimeo. We also post on Vimeo, and even though Vimeo isn't as popular and is used as much as YouTube,
right,
what I like about Vimeo is your videos don't get diluted by other videos.
Right.
You know
right.
what I mean? If you post on YouTube, your video may be up there, but it may be one of 30 that are similar to yours. If you post on Vimeo, your stuff pretty much stays together, as I remember last time I checked.
Right. Video initially was used by more creative types who felt that it gave them a lot more flexibility.
Yep.
And also, you're not jammed in with a lot of others. But on your video channel on YouTube, you know, it's a channel that you have like a feature
right.
Video, which is like your company story. It's
right.
bigger. And then there's all these thumbnails. But yes, on the side, there's going to be a lot of other stuff, ads and other videos. And the other thing about YouTube is, you know, they have a subscriber box on your YouTube channel.
Right.
And if people subscribe, and if you get over, I believe it's 10,000 subscribers, then you start getting ad revenue for your channel. So,
right.
you know, they've got all these other things that kind of can junk it up. But you've got the volume. That's
some revenue. What else do you recommend we do for videos? I mean, I just want to
say one
thing real quick. Folks,
yes, get your customers.
Don't sell.
Get your
message out on what you can help people with. I think that's what they're looking for.
Yes. Right, right. And the other thing you want to think about, again, is you want to be found on search. So every video that you have up there, you want to write a specific title tag, a specific meta tag that describes what's in that video. And think of how people are going to search for something, how to build so-and-so, or, you know, what. So you want to think of, you know, how people might find you. But a key thing you want to do is spend the time to get the right words for tags and titles, so then you're found, and you'll get a lot more business from it that way.
Right, no question about it.
Get your customers up there, yeah.
Get them to comment, too, right?
Are
comments good? Getting them to like your videos, all that sort of thing?
Right, exactly. You want to work all those different things. And then, you know, you can use those videos that you do. You can use it on your email. You can use it on your Twitter. You can use it on your your blog, you know, your website, social media. So start producing video. Make them short. Don't be afraid. Be yourself, you know. And the whole trend is, you know, people want to know who's behind the company, so you want to take advantage of that. And,
one thing I'd like
you know,
to add, Kevin,
be yourself.
Is don't try to make it perfect. Excellent is
right.
good enough. If you try to make it perfect, you'll
right.
never post one because you can't be perfect. Please get over yourself. The first one, you may not like the first one, but by the time you make four or five, you're going to be old hand at it. What do you think?
Right. I agree with you. The thing is to start doing it. And the more you do it, the more relaxed you'll be, the better you'll be. And you'll find out which ones people are clicking on, you know, which ones, you know, resonate with people. And do more of it. And think of anything that's going on in the marketplace or in the world that impacts your business or your customers.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do a short little video on that. And if it's just 1 or 2 minutes, you know, we all can do that. And But yeah, in fact, it's better if it's not perfect. People don't like perfect because none of us
are. Well, that's the humanity part, right?
Yeah. It's the humanity part which is so key, which is so important.
Well, see, this is the thing. I wrote a piece a few weeks ago about interfaces. The new interface is a two-dimensional screen. It's not nose to nose. And you've got to find a way as a small business owner to get your special sauce, deliver it onto that screen. And videos do that, don't they?
Videos do that. And also, a lot of us have had Zoom meetings, so some of us have bought tripods, you know, to put our phone on it so that we, you know, get a good picture, or a laptop. Lighting is important, and frankly, there's so much on the internet, on Amazon and whatever, you know, the ring lights and other kind of lights just for this thing. A lot of them are very inexpensive, but you look professional because you don't want to look dark. You want, you know, people to see you, and use little props, like, if it's a physical product, you know, hold it up, talk about it. Like you're talking to a friend or a customer that you know and like well.
And you can do it. Do it in stages. You can do 2 minutes at a time, and you say, "Okay, I'm gonna stop this video. And when I come back, we're gonna do the other." You can break away and come back and add to it and make it two different episodes on the same video. But the main thing is sound. If you're gonna cluck over anything, if you're gonna fuss over anything, do it over the sound. Make the sound quality higher. What do you think, Catherine? Last thoughts.
I agree with you 100%. I agree with you 100%.
Self-brand.
And you don't need fancy videos, so get rid of that idea. You know,
Selfbrand.com is the website. Hey, Catherine, good job today. Come back soon.
Oh, thanks for having me, Jim. Great to be here.
Always a pleasure. Catherine Caputo, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blassie. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.